Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
And we just made it through the intro.
Oh my gosh, that was the hardest intro we have ever done.
Ridiculous amounts of backstory that none of you will be getting today. All right, so
I think we should blame it on old MJ. We're coming at you today.
His internet's terrible.
Michael Jordan's internet is terrible. A little bit of Celebrity Insider, if you don't know. Oh, by the way, we're coming at you live today from Michael Jordan's personal Space Jam shrine
in his house.
And in his house, Michael, your internet is awful.
It's terrible.
So let's do something about that, Mikey. Mm-hmm. We appreciate being here, but come on.
Dude's got sneakers, but he has no good Wi-Fi anywhere in the building. It's ridiculous.
No. But anyway, we're glad that he welcomed us into his home, and I think it has a lot to do with our topic today, which I think is Some Guy's question today.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've got a question. We were invited here because Michael Jordan, as many of you know, is the spokesman, or has been in the spokesman in the past for Hanes undershirts, such comedy gold pieces as the bacon collar or whatever it was on that airplane commercial that I saw once. Anyway,
hilarious.
It's all about the tuck today.
The tuck.
Can my shirt stay? Stay.
Ah, interesting question indeed, sir.
Can I keep the stays?
Can you keep the stays?
I've only put them where they belong. I've only strapped them to exactly what they should be strapped to, okay?
Sure.
My socks and my shirt. But yeah. I need an answer to this question, and I seek your sage advice.
I'm here. I'm here for you.
All right. Well, let's start from the beginning. As a young lad, whenever I would tuck my shirts in, I wouldn't tuck them all the way in, all the way around, and almost always I would have the back hanging out thinking that I look rather fresh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but
fresh to death.
No, I don't mean the back was out on purpose.
Right.
I thought that it was tucked in, but I'm walking around, you know, with the back flap here.
Okay.
And having no idea. So it took a long time to even understand and realize, okay, you got to put some work into this.
Into
the tuck. You got to go all the way around. You can't just, you know, maybe you need a mirror.
Yeah,
well,
right.
In college, I discover a technique called the undie tuck.
Oh, okay? Bless you.
This is where I finally start wearing an undershirt.
Uh-huh.
All right, my shirts no longer have the light tint of pink that come from underneath. I started wearing an undershirt, and but the problem was I was tucking both the undershirt and the overshirt into the undies. See,
oh boy,
this is where I messed up, folks. You cannot overdo it with the undie tuck, because then if you overdo it with the undie tuck, your undies start playing peekaboo.
Yeah.
All right. They start creeping up along the belt line and saying hello. All right.
Right.
You don't you don't want to be at your aunt Margaret's funeral.
When
your undie tuck starts going awry, okay?
And it's counterintuitive. You would think that having something behind, an extra layer of protection, right, would be more secure.
You would think. But I did find out the solution, all right?
Yeah.
The undie tuck is part of it. But just as, you know, when I was building this computer, one of the reasons why this sucker wouldn't start up is because I had the RAM in the wrong slots.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you what I did. I plugged in the shirts in the wrong slot, or at least I was doubling up on one of the slots. Here's what you got to do. You undie tuck with your undershirt, but you pan tuck with your overshirt. For those in the know, that's you know what that means. Pan tuck is just under your pants, but on top of your undies.
Exactly.
With your overshirt. Now,
yes,
that solved my problem for a couple hours, and then it started to still untuck.
Right.
You know, constantly. A combination of any movement whatsoever, plus a modest weight gain of 40 pounds. I believe that's kind of what caused my problem. Okay, and
marriage.
I lived that way. I lived that way for a long time because I thought that was it.
Right. Yeah. Where else do you go?
You know, I mean, well, yeah, what else do you tuck into? The shirts aren't long. They don't go into my socks.
Exactly. You know?
So it's not like I can stuff them into my pockets. That looks weird. So what do you do? You just, every time you stand up, you retuck your shirt, you go about your business. Now listen, I believe, and this is where we're getting to the question. I have found the answer.
Yeah. Enlighten me.
It's the shirt stay.
So what is that exactly? Now, so you came to me for my sage advice,
right?
And I got to be honest, I don't. What is a shirt stay?
Okay, so a shirt stay is an elastic band that snaps, at least mine.
Yeah.
One end on the top of your dress sock.
Okay.
And the other, it Ys at the top, right? It goes from one elastic band to two elastic bands. And
gotcha.
You clip it onto like the front and back of your shirt on that side, right?
Yeah.
And then you do the same for the other side, and your shirt stays tucked.
That's amazing.
Okay. It just stays tucked. And it feels like you got a little bungee cable all the way down your leg all day long, but your shirt stays tucked. And the only trade-off is that you have to look and feel like an old man.
Sure.
All day long.
Sure.
And the question is my shame sustainable?
Huh.
Will it last? At least until I actually become an old man.
Right, right.
I'm rather young and spry at the moment.
Sure.
But whenever I become an old man, I won't care anymore. But until that time, I spend the whole day thinking somebody can see my shirt stay lines. Someone can see, and no one's ever said, and no one's ever gonna say, because why would you? What's that? What's that? You know, what's that there? What are those lines?
See, I feel like even if I did notice that, it's like you said, I would have no idea what that is.
Mm-mm.
Like, I wouldn't even be able to define it in any way. So you'd be totally safe if I saw it. And honestly, the perspective I come from is your only other option is to let the shirt untuck or be like me and mine. So my family, I come from a long line of tucks. Mm. That's what we prefer to call ourselves, tucks.
Okay. All right.
Where most of the day, I shouldn't say every moment, but most of the day from sunrise to sundown, bedtime, wherever, if you have shirts and pants on, your shirt is to be tucked in to your pants.
Okay.
Now, what I was always told, and I'm talking my dad, his dad, my mom's dad, so great grandpa all the way back, tucks. I mean, we are, you know, orthodox tucks. Mm-hmm. So what we always were trained to do is every few minutes or so, it doesn't matter if you just got done from bending over or just got up from a seat, like no matter what, just every so often, take one hand, so for me it'd be my left hand, take my pants, grab hold of it, pull out just ever so slightly so that I can insert my right hand into the pants to make sure that the shirt is down.
Stays tucked.
So there is no guessing.
Right.
I'm assuming that the shirt is untucked.
Okay.
And so I go in and I retuck whether the shirt is tucked or not.
So you never allow yourself the confidence of, it's tucked, I'm fine.
Right.
You always correct.
You are always insecure about your tuckedness. You just have to assume it's untucked.
Right.
And I have to fix it right now.
Right. Now see, look, I remain insecure.
Yeah.
Even with my shirt stays. Even with them securely keeping my shirt with no creases whatsoever, and I can stand up, and I feel a little bit of bungee. Now, I'll just tell you, anytime you stand up with shirt stays on, you feel a little bit of bungee. And you kind of have this panic. It's sort of an added panic, really, that please don't come untouched from my socks. Because them suckers will shoot straight up in the air. Okay. And just they fire right onto your leg.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, you'll have shirt stains in your armpits.
No, it's like getting hit with a corrective rod. Like if
oh, no.
Like, you know, you're in dance class and your dance master or whoever says your leg's in the wrong spot and just comes and snaps and whips you real quick. That's kind of what it's like. That's kind of what it's like. Well, and I'll tell you what else it does.
Yeah.
It'll make your legs just as bald as a swimmer wherever the shirt stay touches. And you don't even feel it.
Yeah.
But it does.
It's there. It's there. Well, I don't know what's worse then, because now I have to assume that in any case, there's a downside.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I have to tuck because, you know, well, first of all, like I said, I was trained to be a tuck from a very young, small age.
Mm-hmm.
But now the older I get, the longer my butt crack gets, or I should say the taller my butt crack gets. Like, I'm telling you, no kidding. It's a service to humanity for me to keep my shirt tucked. Even if my overshirt isn't tucked, my undershirt has to be tucked. Because on the off chance that this monstrosity decides to peek out, let me tell you something, listener. I'm going to be very honest with you. You think plumber's crack is bad? It has nothing on Bugman's crack. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, if you guys weren't already understanding, now he's going to be completely candid.
Yes, yes. So I have to be tucked. And so now you've got me wondering. There is no going back. Either you have to watch me go through Walmart, constantly tucking in my shirt, whether it's tucked in or not, putting, you know, inserting my hand and whatever into the pants and keeping it tucked, or I walk around with shirt stays.
Yes.
Like that is where I'm at.
Now listen, the shirt stays don't show.
Yeah.
I mean, at least at the top. They don't show at the top.
Yeah.
You know, now when you sit down and you bend your leg a little bit, mine, I think they kind of pull at the back of my pants just so there's like this strangely very, very consistent straight line all the way, you know, all the way down to my sock. But, you know, you don't see them at the top, you know.
So are you wearing slacks with this?
Yes. Not shorts. See, never shorts.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah, because that would be absurd.
I already feel like I look and feel like an old man. I'm not trying to look like an old man who's blind.
See, I'm thinking the old have things to learn. You know, they have things to teach us.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe it's time that we take a minute, express our concerns to these people who we are afraid of becoming, and just take some tips from them. Say, look, I understand you don't want to be old, but do you want your shirt to come untucked? I'm going to say, no, I don't want my shirt to come untucked. Yeah. So maybe there's a page out of their book that I can just, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. No, you know, this all reminds me of a traumatic moment in my life when I was just a young buck. And I mean, I'm going back to the young lad, some guy, what didn't wear even undershirts and tried to keep things tucked
savage.
In.
Savage. What a savage.
Well, it was not, trust me, it's not a bright, shining moment.
Sure.
There was, I was in the band in junior high.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like the cool band. I mean, I was in the, you know, I played the snare drum, stood in the back, and I believe it was at my first band concert. This was in the sixth grade.
Okay.
My first band concert. And this is going to get a little hard to tell. Okay?
This is a safe place. This is a safe place.
I didn't wear an undershirt, and I had a white shirt on, and it turned pink. Because underneath there was no undershirt.
Oh, heaven forbid.
And I was out on stage preparing to play my heart out for a crowd of at least 100.
Right.
And I look over to the side of the stage, and my father is standing there. And he says, son, come over. And I'm wide-eyed. Dad, what? What do you need? Please leave. There are girls here. And he says, son, I could see you from my row. You don't have an undershirt on. You're going to have to wear mine. And I said, Dad, no.
Yeah,
please.
This can't happen.
This cannot happen. Don't. No, son. Come with me to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And we will trade. And I said, Dad, I have nothing to trade you. And he says, son, do not correct me. And this is actually what happened. This is a true story.
Yeah.
We went to the bathroom. My dad removed his undershirt.
Oh, man.
And he made me wear it.
Oh.
It was sweaty.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, no.
And I wore it. And I came back out on stage.
Yeah.
And obviously my friends noticed that not all of me was pink now. And I played it off like nothing happened.
You had to.
I played
those
drums.
There's girls there. There were girls there.
And so loud.
Yeah.
And so well. I just tried to get everybody to focus on the fact that, hey, that kid can play the snare. And not to worry about, that dude's totally wearing his dad's undershirt. Like his dad just brought him his undershirt.
Oh my gosh.
Those pit stains do not belong to that young man. Those pit stains come from another person.
But you know, he was just trying to help you.
I look back with pride now. I think about my dad and I am thankful that he did not let me go out there looking like a fool and had me put on his undershirt. It's a story that I cherish now. But all the more reason to say,
yeah,
if I would have had shirt stays,
yeah,
at that moment,
mm-hmm,
perhaps,
yep,
they could have been so tight that I would have had to say, Dad, I cannot remove my overshirt. I cannot wear your undershirt.
Yeah, forget it. Hindsight, though. But see, that's it. Like, when you become a man,
mm-hmm,
or maybe it's not when you become a man, the transition into
adulthood.
Into adulthood. It's not just being a man. Just into adulthood is learning sometimes you have to become a tuck.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
Mm-hmm. Folks, listen, never leave the house without an undershirt on. Your dad will find you.
Please.
He will find you.
Yeah.
And he will trade.
Yep.
He doesn't need anything in return, but he will give.
Yeah. And you know, I feel like we just kind of passed over it, but we have to say, if undies have a tendency to want to be seen, if you're going to wear them and tuck a shirt into them, you have to be responsible for what comes next.
Yep.
So just think about that, okay, kids? Yep. I just don't want you to walk away from this episode, from this show, the same you walked in, which obviously you've been changed. We've been talking about some serious things, but I want you to take something that you can apply to your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Folks, I think we got that one figured out.
We did.
Shirt stays, undie tucks, dad's undershirt. Listen, if you know someone in your life who can't tuck, tell them about us. If you know somebody in your life who's constantly got their shirt flowing like the sails are completely not tied down at all, and they're just flapping around, and you're thinking, this friend of mine needs to be more professional. Send them to us.
Yep.
Okay, because I believe we have the answer. I'm keeping the shirt stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping the shirt stay. I will look like an old man until I am an old man.
Yeah.
And I will be proud.
What's worse? Yeah, I mean, you have to. What's worse?
Now, if we've done your figuring this time or any other time, consider supporting us on Patreon. There is a link in the show notes. A link is going to also be on our website. You can find us at somebugman.com, at somebugman on Twitter. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
Yep, I'm on Twitter as well at Bugman underscore Bradley. That's
And
me.
one final thing before we go. We would really like to start hearing from you all and trying to help you figure your life every single time we upload a show. So please, from now on, throughout the next couple of weeks, submit your questions that
Yep.
we can figure on the show. Submit your questions to @somebugman on Twitter or send them to somebugman@gmail.com or
Wonderful.
even post them at patreon.com/somebugman, especially if you're a patron. And we will
Yeah.
figure it out on the show.
That's right.
And patrons, you might even end up on the show.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
If
What?
we like your question enough, think it's funny enough for a whole recording, then we
Yeah.
will have you guest on the show to record that question with us, and that's for patrons only.
That's unbelievable.
We're thankful for
Unbelievable.
you guys supporting the show. Oh my gosh, Bradley, we
Yes.
reached $5 and I nearly flipped out.
Look, I did flip out. I did flip out.
The first dollar was amazing to me. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grouchy. I'm not even joking. I'm going to frame a picture of that thing.
Yes.
Just first dollar, you have to. Like, I was so
Yes.
excited. I'm still excited. Guys, those of you who have supported us so far, thank you so much. Those of you
Yes.
who continue to listen to us after, such a long hiatus and then coming back to the show, thank you so much for listening and sharing the show and with your friends and family and just letting us grow our audience like that. It's so much fun to do this for you guys. I will quit doing this type of thing at the end of the shows, but I just had to say I'm so thankful for the few of you guys that have chosen to support us in that way. And then those of you who we've been talking to behind the scenes who have supported us and given us tips and stuff, you know who you are, Johnny and Dave. We're always thankful for you guys. But anyway.
Yeah. Mikey, take us out, man.